Listening Library presents The Mirror of Fire and Dreaming by Chitra Banerjee Divakaruni. Read for you by James Langton. Chapter 1. Anand's Troubles. It was a beautiful day in the Silver Valley. The warm air, carrying the scent of a flower Anand did not know, felt like springtime on his skin. But he had only to glance at the icy peaks that surrounded the valley, glinting coldly in the clear mountain air, to remember that cruel winter shrouded the world outside. He looked down at his sun-warmed arms, thinking, "This must be what magic is." Was it really going to be part of his life now? The thought made him feel a little dizzy. When he had awakened early this morning, for a moment he hadn't known where he was. Then he'd looked around him in the dawn light beginning to seep through the window, a pale, misty pink, and seen the boys sleeping on their pallets. With a quickened heartbeat, he had remembered he was in Purav, the sleeping hall located at the eastern edge of the village where the Brotherhood lived. Master Abhidatta had brought him there last night. "You'll be living here with the other new apprentices," the old healer had said. "You'll spend much of your day with them, doing chores."